Blog Talk Radio.
Bearing all my sins.
Come on, somebody just say hallelujah. Oh, worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Prophetess Lori. Prophetess Lori, have your way.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone. God bless you, Pastor E. God bless you, each and every one of you on tonight.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless everyone. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You know the time is very much different here. But praise the Lord that he's given me grace and the strength and everything I need to do what I need to do for him, for his glory, for his kingdom.
Well, you know, we can bump it up an hour on Fridays. 5 o'clock this time would not be bad. That'd give you another hour earlier. If that's what you'd like to do, let's change the flyer and make it happen.
Yes, we could do 8 o'clock instead of 9.
Okay, perfect. On the 3rd, it'll be at 8 o'clock.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor E. Praise God. Because I know on Fridays, too, everybody get out of work. They be, you know, tired, too. Be ready to eat dinner. And I know that's dinner time at your time over there, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, time to eat dinner. So praise God, if you will. I just think and praise God. No complaints, can't complain, won't complain, and ain't going to make no sense to complain. So might as well just praise God and give thanks in all things because he is worthy of our praises. He is worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of it all. Everything that we got belongs to him. The lifting up of our voices, the lifting up of our hands, the clapping of our hands, the dance, the something of our feet, the shouts and our voices, he's worthy of all of it. So if you will, please, on tonight, turn with me to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and that's verses 15 through 20. Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 20. And tonight, I want to talk about our work. And our walk. Our work and our walk. Ephesians 5, I'm going to be coming from, as a matter of fact, two scriptures on tonight. Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 20 says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then I would like to go over to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. "Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you, through a prophetic message, when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." Hallelujah. We're talking about our work and our walk. We know that these last and evil days, and in Ephesians it says, be careful then. What is that? Be careful then. What is Paul saying? Paul was saying here that that this is not a direct quote, but this was a command. This was a command by him saying days are evil. Paul was communicating his sense of urgency because of pervasiveness. We need the same sense of urgency because our days are also difficult. Paul was saying is back then. But we need that same sense of urgency because of the days that we're living in are very difficult. It is evil. We must keep our standards high. We must continue to act wisely and to do good whenever we can. We know every time we do good, evil is always present. So Paul was giving us a sense of urgency. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but wise. But wise. And the Bible says that, you know, when we're winning souls, we must be what? We must be wise. We must be very careful how we walk, how we talk before the people who's watching us. Our work must line up with our walk. See, many of us want to do the work that God has called us to, and many of us we slack. We're not urgent about it. We're not excited about it. We want to give up on it because it is not easy. It's not easy. But one thing that we must not do is that is to not compromise. Not compromise our walk, our standard, our work that God has given us, because many are watching. And these days that we are living in, these days are evil. Paul says here, making the most of every opportunity that we have to be a witness, every opportunity that we have to show ourselves holy, holy. And because what? We are living epistles being read of all men. Living epistles. We cannot be preaching one thing and walking around living a lie, living in such a way where it does not line up with our walk. Our work must match our walk. He said, make the most of every opportunity that we get to share the gospel, every opportunity that we get to open up our mouths and to tell the people, tell those who are watching onlookers, they're watching for like, where is God? Where is your God? Who are you serving? Making the most out of every opportunity, because what? The days that we are living in are evil, and we must show our God to be the God of what? The only one and true living God. Because the world is questioning, who is this God? Who is your God? Who are you serving? God that you serving, that you say you love, you say you serve, we serve. But we're walking around, we're living any old kind of way, fornicating, committing adultery, having party, drunkenness. Smoking that marijuana and making excuses. Oh, it's just medical. I got a medical card. I got a medical card, so it's all right if I smoke. Liar. Liar, what they say? Liar, pants on fire. And maybe some do have a medical reason. But the majority don't. Those are just excuses because you want to get high. The days are evil, and we have no fear of God. We'll make up a lie. We'll make up excuses. We'll make up this. We'll make up that just to fulfill our flesh, ourselves.
Jesus,
just to water down the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it makes it look like our God allows us to just do anything, live any old kind of way, walk any old kind of way. But yet, the gifts are what? Without repentance. The gifts are without repentance. Those gifts that God gives us, he gives to all men. But are we using them wisely? Is our walking matching up with our walk, with our talk? We preach one thing, but we're living another way. Paul here simply says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do we understand what the Lord's will is for our lives? The safest place is in the will of God. What is his will? What is his will for you? What is his will for me? What is his will, that will that we must accomplish, each and every one of us? That will, that good and perfect will of God, the good and perfect will, is that will matching up, that work, that will that God called you to do, is it matching up with your walk? Because we know that is not God's will for us to fornicate. We know that it's not God's will to lie. We know that it's not God's will to steal. We know that it's not God's will to commit adultery. We know that it's not God's will for us to just sit down, sit back, do nothing. Do not use the spiritual gifts that he has called, that he has given to you, me, each and every one of us. It's not his will for us to just sit back and not preach the gospel to the lost. It's not his will that we just haphazardly watch people, our own children in the streets dying, people going to hell, just to hell in a handbasket. That is not his will, but he says, my will is that all men be saved. Every last one must hear the gospel preached. His will. Is our kingdom walk lining up with our kingdom walk work? Or what kingdom are we serving? Are we truly serving the kingdom of God, or are we serving the kingdom of hell, of Satan? Are we coming against God's kingdom as his very own children, or are we coming against Satan's kingdom? He said, be not foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Are we drunk with wine, or are we filled with the Spirit? What spirit are we filled with? Because we know that alcohol, liquor is called spirit, too. Those are spirits. Which one are we drunk on? Are we drunk as over in the book of Acts? They say, are you drunk as men say you are? Or are we drunk with the Spirit of God? Because I know in these days, which are evil, look at COVID, being locked up in the house, being quarantined for how many months now? Some, unfortunately, have gone back to smoking cigarettes. Some, unfortunately, have gone back to drinking. Some, unfortunately, have gone back to fornicating, adultery, and some of those things that is not the will of God. Standing here in judgment, not sitting here in judgment. This time of COVID and being isolated and being quarantined, this is a time where we should have been getting closer to God. They're not falling away from God. But unfortunately, in these days that are evil, apostasy has set in. Apostasy, which means that there will be a great falling away from the faith. great falling away. This is a time where we must pay attention to these days that are evil. So Paul was giving us an urgency. This is an urgency, he's saying. Paul's contrast of getting drunk with wine, which produces a temporary high to being filled with the Spirit, which produces lasting joy, not temporary joy. Getting drunk with wine is associated with the old way of life, and it is a selfish desire. In Christ, we have to be better. Joy, higher and longer, it is higher and longer lasting. Even in these evil days, we still can have joy. Alcohol, wine, liquor is not a cure for our depression. Monotony or tension. We should not be concerned with how much of the Holy Spirit we have. We should be concerned. We should not be concerned, but how much of us the Holy Spirit has. Let me say that again. We should not be concerned with how much of the Holy Spirit we have, but how much of the Holy Spirit have of us. So we must submit ourselves daily to his leading and draw constantly on his power, because the days are evil. Why would Paul here in this particular chapter of Ephesians 5 say, do not get drunk. Do not get drunk on wine. And we know that most of us, some of us don't only drink wine, liquor, you name it, Hennessy, whatever people drink now. So it's in here in the Bible. So obviously, he's talking to his God's people, God's very own people, are getting drunk. It wouldn't be here. But he said, instead, be filled with the Spirit and speak to one another with songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody of music in your heart to the Lord. Having that joy, that inner peace, that inner joy, that when we feel when tension is rising and depression and maybe setting in and what we're going through and all of these things that are bombarding us and we feel like, well, I can't take no more. He said, well, sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs and hymns and make melody of music in your heart to the Lord. To the Lord. Are you singing or are you thinking? We're either going to sing or we're going to sink. We're going to sink into these things that are not the will of God. We're going to sink below the standards of holiness and those things that God is pulling us away from, telling us not to touch. Don't touch. Then he told him not to touch certain things. No, don't touch it, or else there will be consequences. Yes, sing. Speak to one another. Speaking to one another. Me speaking to you. You speaking to me with psalms. Psalms. Speaking the psalms, encouraging in one another. Lifting up one another. Building up one another. Why? When he says, because the effects of alcohol, drugs, or any of these other things, marijuana, gambling, these ain't the only things that he's really talking about is alcohol. He said, don't be drunk with what? Gambling. Don't be drunk with fornication. Don't be drunk with committing adultery. Don't be drunk with cursing. Don't be drunk with having your way. Don't be drunk with anger. Don't be drunk with you name it. Because in the word of God, it said, be what? Sober, be vigilant, be sober, because your adversary is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Is our walk lining up with our walk? Because it seems like the people of God, now whether it's an apostle, a bishop, a pastor, a teacher, whoever, thinks that we can just walk around and do whatever we want to and still serve God and have no fear of God. Because he gave you gifts. Yes, I have gifts. You have gifts. We all have gifts. But is that work that he called you to do, me to do, is it lining up with our walk? How are we walking before God? How are we walking? So, the effects of these things, alcohol, drugs, sex, sex, lining and laying down our bodies with anybody and everybody, fornicating. But what happens when we are under the influence of the Holy Spirit? In these verses, Paul lists three of the byproducts of the Spirit's influence in our lives, singing, making music, and giving thanks. Paul did not intend to suggest that believers only discuss religious matters, but that whatever we do or say should be what? Permeated with an attitude of joy, thankfulness to God, and encouragement of others. Instead of whining and complaining, with our culture has raised us to an art form. To an art form. This is what we do. It's like an art. As soon as something happens, we murmur, we complain. We give in to the seductions of Satan, because that's his art. That's his way. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down everything that is high, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every one of our thoughts into captivity unto the obedience of Jesus Christ. And then when our obedience has been fulfilled, we're ready to avenge others' disobedience. Is our work lining up with our walk? We cannot tell anybody anything if we're disobedient. If our obedience has not been fulfilled in Christ, then how can we avenge others' disobedience? Our children, our husband, our wives, our friends, our coworkers, our family members, whoever. How can we say anything to anybody if our walk is not right? Our own walk is not right. Will you be made whole? Now. Now. Giving thanks unto God. Encouraging others instead of whining and complaining, which our culture has raised. In this culture, it is a rare form. It's an art. We are to focus on the goodness of God and his mercies toward us. How would others characterize your words and attitudes, your walk, your talk? Is it matching up our work that God has called us to do? When we feel down, we may find it difficult to give thanks. Take heart in it. In all things, God works out for our good if we love him and we are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. Thank God, not for your problems, but for the strength he is building in you through the difficult experiences of our lives. We can be sure that God's perfect love will see us through. Will see us through. Submitting to one another is an often misunderstood concept. It does not mean becoming a doormat. Christ, at whose name every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, submit his will to the Father, and we honor Christ by following his example. When we submit to God, we become more willing to obey his command to submit to others. When we commit to God, we will be more willing to obey his command and submit to others. We have a hard time submitting to each other. Everybody wants to be a leader. Everybody wants to take over. Everybody wants to be first. Everybody wants a name for themselves. and we will walk all over each other to get it. But Paul here is clearly saying, submit to each other. When we submit to God, we'll become more willing to obey his command and submit to others. This is a command. This is not a suggestion. This is a command. That is to subordinate our rights to theirs in a marriage relationship as well. Both husband and wife are called to submit. For the wife, this means willingly following her husband's leadership in Christ. For the husband, it means putting aside his own interests in order to care for his wife. Submission is really a problem in homes where both partners have a strong relationship with Christ and where each other is concerned for the happiness of the other. And we are concerned for the happiness of each other in the body of Christ, brothers and sisters, caring for one another. So he said, be careful then how we live. Not to be unwise, but to be wise. Are we wise? Being very careful. This is an urgent matter. How we walk. How we walk. Is our work matching up with our walk? Now, over in 1 Timothy, where he says, verse 11. Where am I? Here. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. But set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Yes. In life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Is our work matching up with our walk? See, sometimes Timothy here was talking about a young pastor. If you're a young pastor and or young, you know, in the body, you know, it would have been easy for older Christians to look down on them because of their youth. He had to earn the respect of his elders by setting an example in his speech, life, love, and faith and purity. Regardless of our age, God can use you, whether we are young or whether we are old. Don't think of your age as a handicap, but live so others can see Christ in you. Is our work matching up with our walk? So that they will see Christ in you. It don't matter how old you are, how young you are. It don't matter. You could be 80 years old on this line, 90 years old. You could be 15 on this line, 20 years old, 30, 40, 50, 60. As long as we are doing the work that God has called us to do and live by his commandments and his teaching. And we must walk that walk in order to teach it. Because why? Teachers will be held at a stricter judgment. Don't let anybody look down on you because of your age, because of how young or how long you've been in church. How long? Because a lot of leaders and a lot of people in church think that because of their length of time that they have been in church and they're not even walking right, talking right, living nothing right. But as soon as you or I or someone, one of these young lambs coming off the street and they on fire for the Lord and they giving themselves wholly over to God, they trust in God, they really ready and ready and right to do the work, oh, all hell breaks loose. But he's or she is willing and obedient, but you are over here, you're not willing and you're not obedient. But you have a title. Mm-hmm. You have a title. Yeah, you've been in church 30, 40 years. You done went from a nobody, then you went from a deacon, then you went from a deacon to a minister, from a minister to a pastor, from a pastor to an apostle overnight. Well, did I say overnight? I'm sorry. Then you done went from apostle to a chief apostle. Jesus,
and got a nerve to look down on somebody because they're living right, righteous, have a right standing relationship with God, intimidated by their walk. Their walk is matching up with the work that God has called them to do. But, and sometimes when that happens, we do fall into that trap. But God, Timothy clearly here saying, until I come, he says, but set an example for the believers in speech and life and love, faith and purity. Until I come, devote yourself to public reading of the scripture and to preaching and teaching. He said, devote ourselves to it. Don't let nobody bring you down. Don't come down off the wall. Keep building. Keep doing what God told you to do. Do not neglect your gifts, he says. Do not neglect your gifts, which was given you through a prophetic message. You know, you was prophesied to. You're going to be a prophet. You're going to be a prophetess. You're going to be an apostle. You're going to do great and mighty works. God called you to do this, and God called you to do that. God called you as a great intercessor. God called you as a mighty warrior and interceding and prayer and fasting. And God called you to do his will be done. But then you got intimidated by those who look down on you. He said, do not neglect your gift. If you are on this line and you are neglecting your gift, you have put it down and you're not doing the will of God. It's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to command, to obey the commandments of God. It's time for you to allow your work to match your walk. It's time for you, if you on this line and your work have been matching your walk, it's time for you to get back up and do the will of the Father. He said, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders lay hands on you. Remember that time when I remember. Yes, 2013, when they laid hands on me as I was going forth as a pastor of Effectual, the pastor and founder of Effectual Fervent Prayer Outreach Ministries. Oh, no, it was a crowd. They was there, the licensed ministers and pastors and apostles and the deacons and the ministers. And they had on their robes, and we all was there, and they all laid hands on me. And imparted into me Spirit of God, the living God. And I went forth. He said, do not neglect your gift. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them. Wholly to them. Give yourself wholly to them. Yes. Is your walk matching? Is your work matching up with your walk? We must be on constant guard against falling into sin that can so easily destroy us. Yet we must watch what we believe, the doctrine, just as closely. Wrong beliefs can quickly lead us into sin and heresy. We should be on guard against those who would persuade us that how we live is more important than what we believe. And we have a lot of that. Oh, it's okay, you know. You just human. It's all right if you sleep around before you get married. Some of us men are looking for, a wife. Oh, let me test you first, like some car. We got to be tested first. The devil is a liar. No, I desire to live holy. And whatever God gives, husband God gives me, he don't have to test me. I'm not a car. I'm not a piece of machine. I'm not something that you need to test. Because if you found a wife and she's a good thing, she's going to be a good thing all the way around. It's our walk. Work matching up with our walk. Men. Women, when you find a wife, God says, well, you find a good thing, and you shall obtain favor from the Lord. If you're truly walking in holiness and righteousness, you don't have to test your wife out before you marry her. These are the days, the evil days that we're living in. And that is not the will of the Father. So we should treat each other right. Brothers and sisters, treat each other right. I'm your sister in Christ. You're my brother in Christ. You have no business sleeping around with your sister. That is what spiritual. What's that word? When a sister and a brother sleep together. That is not of God, and we should not be doing that in the church. That's incest. That's spiritual incest. Wait on your bride. Wait on your groom. Is our work matching up with our walk? These are the instructions that God has given us. These are the instructions that God has given us. Be diligent in these matters. Give ourselves wholly to them so that everyone may see our progress. Watch our lives, our life and doctrine closely. Wrong beliefs can lead us into sin and heresy. We should be on guard against those who will persuade us that how we live is more important than what we believe. We should keep a close watch on both, staying true to the faith, staying true to God, staying true to what we preach and how we live. Our talk match up with our walk. Let our preaching not be in vain. Let our teaching be not in vain. Don't let us preach in the pulpit on Sundays and then the weekend, or Monday through Saturday, the congregation see you in a nightclub or out doing whatever. Whatever. We must always maintain our faith, and our walk should be holy in God, pleasing the Father. And it's okay if we're not there. That's what tonight is about. Will you be made whole now? Okay, he said, confess your faults one to another that ye may be whole, that you may be healed and delivered, because the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. Yes, we must, in ministry, we can avoid improper attitudes towards women by treating them as a family member. If men and women as fellow members in God's family, they will protect them and help them grow spiritually. We must protect each other and help each other grow spiritually, causing each other to stumble. Not causing each other to stumble. We should never cause each other to stumble. I can't preach this message, and I can't preach against, and most of the time anyway, as I noticed, I didn't grow up in church, but when I started going to church, I noticed that if you're in a minister, a certain type of ministry, if they never preach on fornicating, or if they never preach on committing adultery, they never preach on sin, period, that means most of the time they're in sin. So we cannot preach across the pulpit. Preach. On prayer lines now. That's what most of the preaching is done virtual. It's through videos and Facebook and Instagram and whatever. We're preaching one thing just to gain an offering, but then our whole life is jacked up. Our whole walk with God is fake and phony. We profess Christ with our lips, but our hearts are far, far away. Is our work matching up with our walk? Is it? Are we acting just like the world? God says that we are in this world, but be not of this world. Because if we have anything to do with this world, he will not have anything to do with us. Because the will of the Father is for us to walk circumspectly before our God, to walk upright, pure, holy, having the anointing that destroys yokes. That when we pray, God the Father hears our prayers go up to heaven, and we're interceding on the behalf of others. And as we see the world is evil, as we see the things that are going on before us, right before us in the White House, COVID, the world, whole world shut down. I was just looking as I went to get something to eat in the Chinese restaurant on this evening, and they had this big mirror up. And I'm looking there, standing in the mirror, and I'm like, Lord, have mercy. Where have we come to? What in the world? God, what? I'm standing there looking at myself in the mirror with the mask on. And I'm looking over on the other side, and there's another lady standing over there with her, a pregnant woman standing over there with her mask on. And I look to the other side, and the man standing over there with his mask on. And I look in front of me, and the Chinese place got plastic wrap covered up all the windows and got the plexiglass up. And I'm like, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Haven't hit us yet. What is going on around us? That these days are evil. That we must walk circumspectly before our God, that our work must match up with our walk. Because God is not playing. You think God is not in this? The whole world is shut down. Yes, we worship a sport. He shut it down. Yes, we worship music. He shut the entertainment down. We worship our money, our jobs. He shut it down. We worship. We go to church. And we live in half lives. He shut it down. We recognize and realize that God is calling forth the work, but he's also calling for us to obey, because obedience is better than sacrifice. He's calling for us to live right. He's calling for us to live holy. He's calling for us to live, to walk upright before him. He's calling for us to not trip and stumble on his word, and to cause his name to be put to shame. It's our walk, lining up with our work, lining up with our walk on tonight. On tonight, we must ask ourselves that question. And if not, because I know that all of us could do better, including me, we all need to be encouraged. So many people around us do. Each day we have many opportunities to support and inspire family members, fellow workers, even total strangers. People need help and affirmation along the way. Paul models 6 important principles here to help us encourage others. Begin with what? Encouragement. Begin with encouragement. People who know we will encourage them will be happy to work with us. 2, expect of others only what you would expect of yourself. People will resist being held to unfair standard. Develop expectations of others with consideration for their skills. We can't be jealous of one another, because your skills are different from my skills, and your anointing is different from my anointing. We are different. We are unique in our own ways. But we have to learn how to encourage each other, build each other up. Have consideration for each other's gifts and the work that God called each and every one of us to do. Yes. Consideration for our skills, maturity, and experience. People will reject or fail to meet expectations that do not fit them. Be patient with distracted or slow learners. Everybody is not a fast learner. There's some people that are slow. So we have to be patient. We have to have patience. Patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit. That's God's characteristic. We have to have patience with one another and everyone. Patience with our children, patience in our homes, patience on our jobs, patience with our leaders. Leaders having patience with their congregation, their sheep. Patience, husbands, patience with your wives. Wives, being patient with your husbands. Patience with one another. Is our work lining up with our walk? Because some of our family members don't want to hear nothing from us. Like, who is she? Who is he to be telling me? And they ain't even living right. They're supposed to be a Christian. They go to church every Sunday, but boy, on the weekday, through the week, and Saturday, I see a different person. Monitor our expectations of others. We have to monitor. We expect too much from people. We do. Changing circumstances sometimes require revised or reduced expectations. Because people don't like changes. Nobody likes changes. But we have to be very patient. Clarify your expectations with each other. We have to communicate. We have to clarify. We have to talk. This is work. Work. Being patient with each other. Long suffering is work. Love is work. Gentleness, kindness, self-control. It is work. Is it lining up with our walk? Is it? Or are we just impatient, so easily angered, which is love. All of this stems back. Everything hinges on love. Everything hinges on love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love is what? Not easily angered. Love does not demand to have its own way. Love one another. Because if we do not have love for one another, we have nothing. Nothing. We can't say we're Christians, but we don't have love. The Bible says that. How can we say that we love God whom we don't see, but say we love our brothers and sisters whom we see every day? That's not matching up with our walk. And there's so much of that happening in the body of Christ. We got all these gifts. We say we're this leader and that leader, but we're just as mean as a rattlesnake. Don't have no patience, no kindness, no long-suffering, no gentleness, no self-control. Do whatever, however we want, when we want. Yes. What gifts and abilities has God given you? We must use them regularly in serving God and others. We must be constant guard against falling into sin. It must be a constant guard. Temptation is all around us. And we can't be so easily tempted. Because why? The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. And women of God, our work must line up with our walk. Praise God. Back over to you, Pastor E. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
No, ma'am. You're not turning it back over to me. We're going to open up the lines and allow
Praise
people to
God.
Come in and be
the
blessed.
The lines are open.
Look, in the beginning, you already started off because you know you'd be live
and then you're going to throw me in. You better throw me in there. Then we're going to probably throw it back at me. No. This your show. We're going to let you run this. I want to open up the lines, you guys. I have been blessed. The word has been fire and brimstone tonight. I've been getting texts and messages from individuals saying, "Woo, she is preaching fire tonight." The lines were, we were at maybe 30 people, and it just, all of a sudden, about halfway through, the Lord just drew the numbers up so live today. So we've been getting a lot of response, good word, and all living up to our sermon. One thing Jesus. That I love about Evangelist Virginia Valentine is that she going to always remind you to be ready in and out of season. That men, you better have a sermon in your back pocket, and women, you better have a word in your purse. But
amen.
Does your walk line up to that word in your back pocket? That's really, you know, I was sitting there listening to you, and I was like, okay, you can have all the words you want, but if you ain't walking the same talk, then it's wasting time, and we don't want to waste God's time. Minister Terry, as always, welcome to Will You Be Made Whole with Prophetess Lori. Come on in.
Good evening, beautiful family.
Good evening.
I tell you, mighty woman of God, my sister, I was just sitting over here saying, my God, all I can say is amen, amen. You did some awesome teaching tonight, and I love when you wrapped it up, though. Like you said, the days are evil, but you wrapped it up when you finished and was turning it over back to Pastor E, you finished with love and patience. Those go together, love and patience.
Amen.
But I love what you were speaking to. I was saying as you were speaking to the younger women and all women, we can't let nobody take us for no test drive. Oh, I said, Prophet Lord, I said, you got to put a patent on that one. I see, you know, I had to run on that one. I said, oh, my God, you know. This is real. This has been Real Talk Friday. My God. And like you said, if the time changes to 5 p.m. on California time, we could skip dinner for this work because we're being
yes,
fed.
Yes, we can.
Right?
And we're going to do it.
Yes.
And we're going to do it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God bless
God.
You and love you. You keep bringing this word.
I love
amen.
You, Sister Terry.
Love
thank
you more. God bless.
Hey, that's on that note, I guess that's why I ain't married yet because I had a lot of, and sad to say, men in the church coming to approach me, and the first thing they talking about is, can I test drive you? What? You a what?
Oh,
yeah. You a prophet? You
okay,
say you
all right,
prophet
hold on, hold on, hold on. Hey, this sounds like a Women Speak Now show. Okay, check this out. August 1st, the first Thursday of Women Speak Now, Hot Topics is, I'm not a test drive.
Amen.
I'm gonna see how y'all gonna come. You got a month to get ready. Let me see how you gonna come.
I'm coming.
With
amen.
I'm coming. Amen.
Okay.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Come on, anybody else out there, get in the conversation. This is a family conversation. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, as much as we can. Good evening, woman of God. We love you. Somebody say Shabbat. Ow!
Shabbat.
Evangelist Virginia. Okay, she might be on mute. Or somebody else out there may be trying to get in. Dial one. Come on, get in the conversation. Will you be made whole? Or let me ask you this. Have you been made whole? We've been here, and we've experienced and went to another level. Have you been made whole?
Jesus.
Can we testify?
Come on. If you guys you don't know how to come in, just hit star one. If you want to come in and get in the queue,
they don't even have to say star one. All they do is hit one.
Oh, one. Okay.
Yep, just dial one. No star, no hashtag,
okay,
just hit one. But as sometimes we experience, internet is not fail safe for anybody. And all of a sudden I can't get in the board. So let me try option number two. There we go. There we go. I think I'm in there. All right. All right. Come on. If you're out there and you want to get, oh, there we're back online too. If you want to get in the conversation, please dial one and get in the conversation. Pastor, Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
Yeah.
Welcome to, hey, there she is. Welcome to,
hi.
Will you be made? No, I already know you whole, but welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, yes. I've been made whole. I have been made whole. Praise the Lord. How you doing, man of God?
Blessed. I am.
And so am I. I'm blessed, and I'm blessed on purpose.
Come on,
praise
now.
God. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, woman
Prophet
of God.
Lord. Good evening,
good evening,
Prophetess Lord. You are
good
so
evening,
awesome,
woman of God.
My sister. Woo! I'm about to run out of this house. Ooh, what a word.
Run.
What a word. What a word. Jesus. Woo, Father.
Jesus,
oh, I
Jesus,
stopped
Jesus.
Writing. I had to stop writing. I'd like
Jesus.
To listen. I'd like to hear. I'd like to get my spirit fed. And I could hear you. You broke this word down so tonight that a child could understand.
Jesus.
Oh, I want to say to you tonight, what a word. God is so awesome.
Yes,
he used you tonight. He really used you this night. And let me say, you talked about our want and our work, our walk, our want and our walk.
Our work and our walk. Yes.
We got to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Yes, Lord.
We must walk the walk and talk the talk. And we are not working for man. We are working for the Lord.
Amen.
That's why he says we need to work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work.
Yes.
We are working
yes.
for God. We're on the battlefield for the Lord, and you have really, this word, you brought so many good points. And I listened at you, and I went back to Ephesians where he said we are his workmanship.
Yes.
We are his workmanship. And we need to walk like Jesus, because you know what? We're going to go someplace that we shouldn't go, do some things we shouldn't do. Say things we shouldn't say. But guess what? They are watching us. The world are watching us. And
amen.
That same finger that we point at them going to point back at you.
Praise God.
We must watch.
Wait. You can say that again. You can say that one again. The same finger
that,
you point.
That
you got about
finger
nine
that you
point back at you.
It goes, sure you got do. Five more pointing back at you. Yes. Yes. Let me say this. If you say you're a witness for God, you be that witness. You be that light. Because we
yes,
can do something.
We
can go somewhere. We can say something. And you could ruin your walk. You could ruin your witness. Our walk
yes.
and our walk should line up with the word of God.
Yes, ma'am.
It should line up with the word of God. And I want to share this. When you talked about, I had to laugh. I wanted to get up and, Lord Jesus, you talked about they want to test you. A man, when he meets you, he want to test you. I wanted to say something else, but I said, he's a liar. You tell him he's a liar. And he's
yeah,
the really. Father of liars. They want to test you like you can go into Macy's or you can go into Dillard's. And you know they got the cologne and all that sitting there. You can test it to see. Is this the one I want? No, tell them no. You test me when we get married. You test
that's
me then.
Right.
You're not going to test me now.
Mm-mm.
Test me when we get married. If you want to test something, go test somebody else. Because I'm
that's
not the
right.
one.
No lips and hips here.
Go ahead on my sister with your bad self. Oh God!
Wait a minute. Hold on. I gotta step in on this one. Wait. Let's hit the break. Let's clarify some things around here. You better ask somebody about the Now Network. You ain't connected over here, and you can ask I'll throw their names underneath the bus. You can ask them how we protect our sisters. It ain't happening around here. We
Amen.
Ain't flirting. We ain't trying to get at you.
Thank
but
you.
We ain't let nobody else get at you. No. Around here, we don't have that. No. That's unacceptable. That does
That's
not go
right.
down. We going to make sure. Don't make me fly somewhere.
If I
Minister
call
Terry,
you
better
be
tell
here.
Him. Minister Terry, you better tell him.
Amen. No testing.
Prophet is listening. You better tell him.
Hot topic. Amen.
Y'all better know. Y'all, if you are engaging, let's just make it clear for those that didn't know. If you are engaging in any kind of relationship, it goes through the Now Network first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that the resume goes through here. Send them through us first. I met somebody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, send him over here.
Amen.
Approval from God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we protect our sisters. We don't play
yeah.
that. No.
Well, Jeff, you're wonderful.
Family goes the same way. When they come your way, send them over here. Send them back.
That's right, Pastor E.
You better bring it to us, Pastor E. They got to go through
the fire. I got one more thing to say,
Hey, Minister Terry. Minister Terry.
Yes.
You can tell them.
Yes.
You've been around for a minute. You can tell them.
Yes.
I'm a hard act to deal with. I have a track record of standing my ground on what
yeah.
God has said for me in my life.
Right.
All right.
No, that's right.
So you already know how we doing it.
Amen.
But praise the Lord.
Let me confess. But just if I would console my sisters, believe me, because y'all console me. So why would I, if I think I'm equal to you and you're equal to me, why would I not be willing to console with you as willing as you are to console with me? See, it goes both ways. We have to be
Amen.
As brothers
That's
and sisters.
Right.
See, I said
yes.
this a long time ago. Mr. Cherry, I did a series on this. Why can't we work together without it being somebody like each other or attraction comes
Thank
up?
You.
Why can't we work together?
Right.
And we've done it here on the network. I mean, there's been a lot to lead.
Working relations.
There's been a lot to lead. And God bless them for their service here. But we believe in God's will, not our will.
Thank you.
Okay.
If flesh rises up, what should I do? Resist flesh.
That's right. Submit to God, resist the devil.
And I'm going to say this to you, ladies, and I want you to really hear this key part of what I say. When somebody is sent to you, it's unable for you to find them.
If somebody is sent to your ministry,
at that point when they're sent to you, it's automatic that they're not findable.
Jesus.
Yes.
You better taste on that one. You better taste on that one.
Yes.
Man of God. Man of God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Maybe they have already came your way, but you didn't recognize it, or I don't know how to put it, but I'm going to tell you. They've been right there for you.
No. See, one thing that I can tell you, evangelist, and I can say this honestly to you, I spent so much time with God that it would not be a chance that I didn't know I was not doing the right thing. I know I'm in my right season because I commute with him. I dwell with him, and we all got to be confident in that. But I wasn't meaning that if I met somebody in a church or something, I'm talking about like in my ministry. Can I put me out there? Since I'm the so-called CEO or whatever of this network, if someone is sent to me, that automatically tell me God's not. That wasn't something I found. That was something God sent.
Okay.
So right. I don't look at it like, ooh, she fine. Ooh, no. You better block that off, resist that, because when God sent you something, that's for that season and a reason that God's plan can come into work. I looked at it like, well, maybe she might fit the bill. Oh, hey, now
no.
I'm trying to find something through what God sent me.
Okay.
Somebody going to catch this. Somebody going to catch this teaching in a minute.
Look.
Oh, my God.
One thing God taught me in this season, not to marry my assignment.
Oh,
see, there
my.
You go. That's the same thing.
Yes.
That is the
don't
same
marry
thing.
Your assignment.
You have to know. You have to know what you. You have to know what you've been called to. Because see, we can really and it happens because we're intimate with each other. It's so easy for
right.
us to tip the barrel left
yes.
or right and say, "Oh, maybe that's we spend time
yes.
together, we minister together, and we feel that anointing together." Sometimes
what?
An attraction can get fooled, and we get caught in something that wasn't
your
assignment.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't marry your
we
got to
be set up right. I tell people today,
come on,
daily, I'll be like, hey, brother, you got to ask more questions. You
yeah.
can't just jump into emotions because y'all both did a Holy Ghost dance and y'all love the same praise song. That don't mean that you was meant to be together.
Well, that's true.
And then six months later, you coming back saying, man, this is going on. Or she coming back saying, I didn't know it was like this. See, we don't ask enough questions. We don't engage with each other
come
enough
on,
to know our assignment is God first.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when
yes.
you become, look, and see, I'm going to tell you guys this straight off. Everybody that know me and that's on this broadcast, call and sit to your life.
Yeah.
For the assignment of the husband or
thank
for
you,
the
Jesus.
Ministry or for the next
yes.
level. I'm the one that's going to be there and say, no, we are not going there.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm going to tell you, for all the people that have left this network, it was not because of anything inappropriate.
Yes, Lord.
It was because of things being appropriate.
Amen.
You don't have to tell somebody no when they already know that you are not going to go left or go right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And we have to
yes,
teach
sir.
Our younger people because there's a generation that's rising up right now
yes,
on how
true.
To be more
yes.
inquisitive about who you're dealing with and why you're with them and who really are you with.
And Pastor Eve,
yes.
our prophetess Lori has said that earlier. She said they're watching
she did.
Us. They're watching
yes,
right.
us. So
and
if they see that behavior,
right
if your walk is
love,
not matching up with your work, they're watching
right.
us.
Right.
And
yes,
look,
they
I
are.
Love my children. I love all of my children. Listen to me, guys. I love all my children. But if I would have knew what I know now on how to be more inquisitive, more protective of my body, and to now be more protective on who I connect with,
yes, Lord.
I couldn't tell you the difference that would be. Now, I know everything I went through was for a reason because I have a ministry and a word for it. But let me say that if we share with others to be more intentional on who
yes.
they engage with, we'll see some better things. But on this network, ain't none of y'all finna jump in nothing without Pastor E getting all up in your business. They be like, well, who is he? Oh, he think he
yes.
all that? No, I don't. That's my brother. You got to talk to him.
Yes,
I wish Prophetess
too.
Lisa
yes.
was on this call tonight. I wish Prophetess I know I
yes.
can bring her into this because she would testify. Because she called me all the time. Well, hey, this guy, da, da, da. I said, okay, hook him up with me and let's get him on the network and let's see. And as soon as the right questions can't be answered, before you know it, they're gone. Ain't nobody's feeling
yes.
hurt. Nobody's mad
yes.
at each other.
Amen.
Nobody got hurt. No harm, no foul. But you got to have people in your life that's going to ask the right questions.
Yeah,
right. That's right.
That's so true.
And you got it.
That's the same thing.
Yes,
same thing as you know,
yes,
as women
Lord.
when we go buy a car, we want to take a man that knows about cars to make sure that
yes.
car is a good car.
Well,
same thing.
Well,
different analogy, but sort of the same thing.
That's
know,
right.
I thought I seen Pastor Dwayne on here. I thought I saw Pastor Valoris on here. I definitely wanted to hear from them too because, first of all, Pastor Dwayne can attest of a healthy, growing marriage that was he found.
Yeah.
Now
that
they
that one
ministry.
Is on the next
then,
one to now speak on, like you said, I'm not a test drive.
Yes, Lord.
You have to understand it goes both ways. Somebody put on Facebook
right.
today, they was like, why do men always inbox women they don't know? All I can say is, well, why do women do it too? And they look back and I say, look, I can't tell you how many times I've had to block somebody that was on Pastor E and thought that I was the greatest prophet, preacher, and evangelist in the world. And I had to say, we don't do that here.
Yes, Lord. Can I say one more thing?
Let me say this. And I say, but I ain't going to cut you off. But if you come back me one more time, that's it. Block.
Oh, my God.
A race and everything else. And they still live in that same world.
Come on.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, prophetess, Lord, I'd like to say something to you about
yes, ma'am.
Something you talked on. It's that 15
yes.
verse.
Yes.
And I wanted to say this. We need to ask God to teach us how to live wisely.
Yes.
And pay attention to the way we spend our time.
Yes.
And make the most of every opportunity.
Yes.
Remember you talked about
yes,
spending ma'am. Our time wisely.
Yes, yes. Being wise. Making the most of it. Yes, yes.
Making the most of it. Being wise.
Yes.
Because the Bible say a fool is or never a wise man will change, but a fool never will.
that one was in Ephesians 5.
Yes.
Right?
Awesome word. Awesome
yes.
word.
Yes. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise,
yes,
but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because days are evil.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Praise God,
awesome
Prophet Lori. This word has been awesome tonight.
I
don't know
God
if there's any more. Yes, we praise God for this word that went forth for him using you as a vessel tonight to share this word with us. But Prophet Lori, if you don't mind, would you share with the listeners your information if they want to sow into you? So we'll have that sown to God.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Praise God. I believe in sowing, and I've been in ministry now for over 30 something years, and I never asked because I never want to ever pimp the word or, you know, profit the word or get paid for the word or anything. But
please quit.
I know
quit that. Quit
that. No. I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going somewhere. I know what line I'm on. You know. What I'm saying is that I believe in people sowing into me, and I believe in sowing into others because that is God's will. Our work must line up with our walk. You know,
amen.
Most of the time we sow, but I never want to accept. So on tonight, like he said, if you have a desire to sow into my ministry, and which my ministry is the same as Pastor E's ministry, feeding the homeless, taking care of the poor and the needy, prostitutes, drug addicts, drug dealers, those who are on the street.
Mm.
They all
those
have needs. And there's a great need, especially for homelessness. So my information is, my Cash App is Lori Andrews. That's Lauri Andrews. Lori Andrews. And if you don't have my phone number, because sometimes it won't go through if you don't have my number locked in your phone.
And Prophetess Lori, and before
yes.
Lori Andrews, do you have that dollar sign on that Cash App? Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, dollar sign Lori Andrews, yes.
Okay. Amen.
And if you don't have Cash App, my address is 860 Center Street, Center Street, Manchester. It's Manchester, Connecticut.
Okay.
406-040.
Amen.
And that's Lori Andrews. So let the Lord lay it on your heart. How much? Not if.
Amen. Amen.
How much?
When?
Not if.
Yes.
I should so.
Yes.
So I thank each and every one of you for taking the time out to support. Will you be made whole now? Because I believe in deliverance. I believe in all of us walking upright before God.
Amen.
I remember coming in off the streets, coming off of crack cocaine and coming into the house of God. Like I said, I wasn't raised in church. But when I came in off the street and the stuff that I was seeing in churches and the leaders from coming from the leaders and the people and how they live out, I started out in the Baptist church. So, you know, you can imagine what I saw.
Yeah.
And it was just horrible, horrible, horrible. I'm like, this is God? And you know how it said, do not, you know, you got to live the what you want, what you preaching and teaching and stuff. They
mm-hmm.
actually caused me to stumble because I'm like, God, if this is you, I don't want this. I'd rather go back to the world. I'd rather go. I mean, I'm fasting and have sackcloth and ashes on and praying and trying to live right and do right. And the people of God just constantly coming up against me. That ain't nothing like church hurt. I could write a book on that one.
My God.
Church hurt.
On top.
Because you desire to live right, they want to kill you in church. Because
yes,
that's the place where you're supposed to live right.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. And where else should we live right, especially right here while we're together and while we're fellowshipping? And I'm going to tell you, I'm just blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed, woman of God. You have just really just sparked the fire tonight. We thank God for you.
Yes,
all you that are sowing, sow into the woman of God. She is a covenant partner with this network, meaning she sows here where she's growing, and she's growing where she's sowing, and now God is going to bless her back. We encourage you all to support evangelist, prophetess, minister, pastor, preacher, teacher, Miss Fivefold, Lori, tonight up in her arena. Now, let me say something. I really have a heart for her ministry because I see her doing the same things we do here, but I see her with a lot of lack of help. She got help here, help there, and I see her a lot on her own. We need to really be praying for her and really standing in the gap for her, not just sowing a seed of finances, but also sowing a seed to maybe share her post, maybe cover her in prayer while she's out there in the battlefield. And
yes,
if you know anybody in the Connecticut area that is close to her, let's get them linked up, let's get them connected, and let's get her the right protection and help around her that she continue to do the things God has called her to do. Amen. God bless
you.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight. It has
Thank
been
you,
awesome.
Pastor.
It has been awesome. I know we went a little bit farther
yes,
than we normally do, but God's word went forward, and I've been blessed. Go ahead and pray us out of here, prophetess, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning for Real Talk with Pastor E.
Amen. Praise God.
Bless you, prophetess. Glory.
God bless you, woman of God.
Bless
Hallelujah.
You, Evangelist Virginia.
God bless you, Evangelist
bless all
Virginia.
Y'all.
God bless y'all.
There you go.
I love you all. Hallelujah,
we love
Jesus.
You more.
Thank you, Father God. We praise your name, O God. We give you glory. We give you thanks. You said to give thanks in all things, God. Admonishing one another in hymns and songs and spiritual songs and making melody of music in our hearts, oh God. Lord God, that when one hurt, we all hurt. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. When one is sad, we're all sad. That we're making the most of these days, oh God, taking every opportunity, Lord God, to do what you have called us to do, Father, and to do it with grace, holiness, love, do it with, Lord God, genuine sympathy for one another, Lord God. Not what, Father, you said in your word to not do it being phony, fake, but walking and living upright before you, God, standing in agreement with one another for the same cause. Father, where we fall short, we ask for your divine help. Holy Spirit, have your way in us. We need you because we don't ever want to work and not make it, do all this work and make not make it into heaven, God. We want our walk to line up with our work so that when we do get to heaven, God, you will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Father, we thank you. And we give you glory and we give you honor. And let us be truthful on the inward parts, O God, so that Holy Spirit, you can come in. We give you glory. We give you permission, full permission to have your way so that we can be whole now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus.
You can praise tonight.
Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, just wanna thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise,
adoration and glory.
Yes, it belongs to you.
Belongs to you always.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.